Sagt der Elgemisch der Weiter, man sagt es Meister Sheni, Perik He, Mishneh Yod Gimel. The Pasuk continues. Hashkifa mimo ein katschecha min Hashemayim. We say, Hashem, please gaze down from your holy place, from the Shemayim. Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael, and give a bracha to your nation, Klal Yisrael. Vesu Adam Hashem esatelonu, and the land that you have given us, kashen eshbatu laviseinu, like you swore to our forefathers, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. Our Mishnah explains. Hashkifu mimenkachchem en Hashemayim, the Vidi ends with this tefillah. And basically what we're saying is as follows. Asinu mashigazatu lein, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, we fulfilled what you asked us to do. We did the halachis of Maestras. Af ata asema sheftachtanu, so you too fulfill what you promised us. Hashkifu mimenkachchem en Hashemayim, gaze down from your holy place in Shemayim, Yivarches Amches Yisrael. That means, Bebonim uBebonis, give us a bracha. Bless us with sons and daughters. Vesu Adamash and Asatalanu, in the land that you have given us. Give a bracha to that land. Betal Umatar, with dew and rain. Uvevaldes Behema, and with the children of animals, the animals should produce offspring. Kashnishbate Lavisenu, like you swore to our forefathers, Eretz Zavas Chalav Edvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. And the Mishnah explains, here we're asking for a bracha, k'deshetitein tam b'peiris. There should be a sweet tam in the peiris. The fruit should be sweet and rich. The Gemara tells us, m'shacharav beis hamikdash, nitl tam b'peiris. There was a special sweet taste in the peiris. We can't even imagine what it was. It gave a person a geshmak and a simchas achayim.